Women leaders should use the 5P model: purpose, power, perspective, people, and positivity. Outdated ideas about gender make many people think leaders should always act assertively and impersonally. They believe that effective leadership means showing traits that are often called masculine qualities. This belief isn't surprising because, historically, most leaders have been men who often took an emotionally cold approach to leadership. Society's value on the boss with the iron fist has led to a crisis at work. Employees become unhappy when supervisors don't treat them as individuals. This resentment has caused more harassment, bullying, and toxic work environments. It's time to rethink what makes a good leader and to recognize the leadership traits often linked with femininity. Unfortunately, many people see qualities typically associated with women, like empathy, compassion, and warmth, as unsuitable for leaders. However, a 2019 Harvard Business Review article found that women who lead with these qualities were rated as more effective and successful bosses than men. Workplace culture would get better if more leaders used a compassionate and empathetic management style. To enhance your impact as a boss, improve your work-life balance, and feel more empowered as a leader, follow the 5P model of female leadership. Find your motivation and set goals. While working as a brand manager for Procter & Gamble in Israel, Delia Feldheim discovered her passion, empowering women. Feldheim aimed to boost P&G's sales of feminine products to young women. She began with women serving in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. As a former IDF platoon commander, Feldheim understood the challenges women soldiers faced, such as finding a place to keep their sanitary products dry. Feldheim cared about young female soldiers and wanted to help them. So, she made hygiene packs with a special part for period stuff. These packs were super popular and made P&G the biggest in Israel. To find your purpose and boost your chances of success, try to understand the meaning behind your actions and focus on helping others. 1. Reflect on your journey. Consider your past accomplishments and the lessons you've learned. Think about why certain events feel important and what you've taken away from them. 2. Identify your themes. Look for patterns in your experiences. Do you often find yourself trying to protect others or bringing communities together? 3. Identify recurring themes. For instance, do you often try to protect others or bring different groups together? 4. Craft your purpose statement. Draft a statement that sums up what you're about. For instance, maybe your purpose is to connect people so everyone benefits from stronger communities. 5. List your strengths. Write down what you're good at. What comes naturally to you? 6. Explore your passions. Think about what draws you in without any outside push. What are you naturally interested in? 7. Consider your community's needs. Ask yourself what you want to change in the world around you. What's missing that you can help with? 8. Make connections. Find ways to use your strengths to tackle issues that matter to you. How can you uniquely contribute? 9. Refine your purpose. Revise your purpose statement to better fit your strengths and desires. 10. Seek feedback. Ask friends for their thoughts on your purpose statement. What do they think? When setting goals, focus on what drives you. According to the Harvard Business Review, women leaders often succeed more because they're better at reflecting on themselves and worry less about failing. Here are 6 steps to figure out and express your goals. 1. Discover your path to success. Figure out what you truly want to do. Don't just follow what others expect. Identify goals that match your strengths and passions, not what someone else thinks you should do. 2. Visualize your future. Make a vision board. Create a collage with images of where you want to be. Use pictures from magazines or online to map out your aspirations. 3. Reflect on your journey. Take a moment to self-reflect. honestly assess what areas of your life need improvement. 4. Set clear goals. Write down your top 3 goals. Make them specific, doable, and sustainable. 5. Take small steps. Start small. If your goal is to hit the gym more often, begin by going just twice a week. Every little step counts. 6. Prioritize self-care. Remember to take care of yourself. Schedule time to relax and de-stress. You can't achieve your dreams if you're overwhelmed. Boost energy with self-care. To reach your goals, it's crucial to keep a balance between work and life. Without it, you can't be empathetic, focused, or even a great leader. This is especially true for working women, who often handle most of the childcare and housework. They might not realize the importance of this balance until they hit a crisis, like getting sick or burnt out. Take Feldheim, for example. She ended up pre-diabetic and facing other health issues because she didn't prioritize rest and kept stressing herself out. Slow down and put your health first. Follow these 6 steps to discover your inner healthy and happy leader. 1. Breathe. Focus on your breathing to calm your nerves. 2. Watch your diet. Eat balanced meals with good ingredients and drink plenty of water. 3. Physical touch. Hugs and massages can ease pain and make you feel better. 4. Get enough rest. Sleep for at least 8 hours each night and take breaks during the day. 5. Stay active. Exercise lifts your mood, boosts your immune system, and helps you remember things better. 6. Take time to chill. Learn to be present in the moment and let your mind wander. It reduces stress, helps you focus, and sparks creativity. Confidently face challenges and break limits. Therapists suggest facing your fears head-on. These fears might come from feeling like you don't measure up to others, fear of failing, or feeling undeserving of success. They usually stem from tough experiences and can mess up your choices and relationships. By tackling them now, you can grow from past traumas without letting them hold you back. Delia Feldheim faced her fear of failing by digging into her past. She found out that because her parents always praised her, she thought any criticism meant she wasn't good enough. She realized that avoiding criticism was holding her back in her career. Once she let go of that fear, she grew as a person and a leader. You can conquer your own limiting beliefs in 5 simple steps. 1. Unearth the moments from your childhood that caused you pain or discomfort, and the triggers that might be behind your fears. 2. Find out the irrational belief your mind created to prevent similar pain in the future. 3. Take a step back and look at your life without emotions. Think about whether your beliefs have caused any harm and if they might affect your future. 4. Question your beliefs and check if they match reality. 5. Think of new beliefs that make you feel strong and capable. Like seeing failure as a chance to learn and improve. Approach challenges with confidence. Facing tough times takes mental strength, but seeing your fears from a new angle can boost your confidence when tackling tricky situations. Whenever you encounter something new, take a moment to calm down and gather your thoughts. Distance yourself from the stress to see things clearly and keep anxiety at bay. Stick to your healthy habits to stay energized for the hurdles ahead. Don't carry the weight of tough problems alone. Seek advice from your trusted circle, friend, family, or colleagues. Focus on what you're good at. Ask yourself, what skills do I have that can help me deal with this problem? Difficult talks aren't something to dodge. Every argument has a chance for us to grow. When you're facing a tough chat, aim to team up with the other person to find a win-win solution. First, listen, then talk. Acknowledge the other person's viewpoint and focus on understanding what they need. Those who challenge you might seem like roadblocks, but if you can cooperate and share common goals, they can become valuable allies. Nurture good connections, within and without. Put yourself first. If you're not happy, it's hard to spread joy to others. In Adam Grant's book, Give and Take, He talks about how successful leaders find a balance between taking care of themselves and helping others. They're good at both giving and receiving without feeling guilty. This creates a positive and effective work environment. Building strong relationships with peers, partners, and family starts with loving yourself and valuing your independence. Balancing being a good partner and parent and having a career means understanding you can't have it all at once. Instead, aim for big picture goals and rethink what success means to you. 1. Simplify your life. Forget about being perfect. Instead, learn to be okay with things just being good enough. 2. Make time count. Set aside quality time for yourself and your family. It's important to have moments alone and moments together. 3. Ask for help.